across the world, round the globe, you're online with Total Rock.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of For Those About to Talk, featuring the Total Rock Band of the Month for November 2021. We have the awesome Renovations. We'll have Charlotte and Iona coming up very shortly with awe of his show Louder, which does air every Thursday on totalrock.com. So please go there every Thursday, 7 p.m. On Total Rock. Do check out totalrock.com for all our social links, all our other outlets. We have a YouTube channel which has some fantastic interviews and features and live performances on there. We have a Twitch channel where we have live shows streaming. We also have totalrock.com as a whole for the radio that goes on 24/7 around the world. You can ask your smart speaker to play Total Rock, so please do that. And a special shout out to the DJs for the Band of the Month competition, because this competition, I've mentioned it on a previous podcast, but this is voted for by us, the Total Rock DJs, every month in our meetings. We nominate, each DJ nominates a band, so we have like 20, 30 bands to go through. It's a great way of finding new music, I tell you that. Renovations was one of Orr's nominations, and they actually got, they won Band of the Month for Total Rock of November. So we all voted for them. Absolutely loved the track that was submitted to us by Orr. So big shout out to Orr. Big shout out to the Total Rock DJs for voting it all in and all that kind of good stuff. And it's the first time we're using the podcast for an interview. So it goes out on Orr's show as well. But we're going to put it out as a solo interview because Band of the Month deserves that. If I could put their music in this show, I would. But do go check them out. Honestly, go find them on YouTube. Go find them on, I don't know, any of the streaming services that you might use. Go buy their music. Go on Bandcamp. Buy their music. Do all the good stuff. We're giving it airplay. We're giving it time. We're giving them exposure. I want you guys to go out there and consume. Go buy their music. Honestly, fantastic band. Do check them out. Renovations. So, yes, if you are interested in potentially being nominated for our Band of the Month. Now, obviously, we scour the internet and various sources, us DJs that go out looking for new music all the time, but we do have a very special link on our website. It is totalrock.com/unsigned. If you go there, you can submit your music to every DJ on the station. We get access to everything that you submit. So you submit your name, where you're based, a link to your music, a link to download the music. That's important. We do need the download link to your music, so Dropbox or any cloud service, I would say, at this point. So we can actually download it and play it at its highest quality. Because we've had a few where we've had like videos submitted like via YouTube and stuff like that, which is awesome. Love seeing videos, but we can't really rip them off there and play them on our shows. So please do send us the music. We still rely on the MP3 or the WAV or the AIFF or whatever you want to send us the link to on there, whatever you feel is necessary. But please do go there. If you feel like you're a band that you just want some exposure, you want some radio play, go there, because we all look on the lists that get, basically it forms a database for us that we can then go on to. And if your genre fits the particular genre of our show, then I download it. If I see something on there that's electronic, goth, industrial, anything along that, or new metal, anything like that, I instantly listen to it and download it, and I try to give it play on my show. And it's the same for all the DJs as well. So go to totalrock.com/unsigned. In the meantime, follow us on all the socials and things like that. We are at Total Rock Online across the board for the major socials. So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. We've got a Twitch channel. Come find us on there. We've got a Spotify playlist, I believe, as well. You want to find us on there. And loads of other stuff all across all the social medias and all that kind of stuff. But here we are right now, without much further ado. I've waffled for far too long and I'm going to continue to do so without going straight to the interview. This is Orr with Total Rock's Band of the Month for November 2021. We've got Charlotte, we've got Iona from Renovations. Enjoy.
Orr of Total Rock, and today I'm super excited because I'm making new friends with 2/3 of Renovations. I was actually a year ago introduced to their music through a lovely email. They just landed in my inbox and I started following their music, and now we're talking. They're based in Edinburgh in Scotland, even though they were not born there. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But I'm really excited to introduce you to Charlotte and Johanna of Renovations. How are you doing today, ladies?
Good. We're good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for joining me. Great music. And also congratulations on being November's Band of the Month for Total Rock. So finally, we get to dig in your world, hear your thoughts, and introduce you to all of our listeners. I want to touch on the thing that caught my eye kind of beyond the sounds, that all of you, including Gian, the drummer, you're all not from Edinburgh. So if I'm mistaken, Charlotte, you're from France. Johanna, you're from Romania. And Gian is from Italy. So in the age of being very aware of borders, whether it's the world or the UK, Scotland, England, Brexit, Europe, Mexico and the US and Canada and everyone, I was wondering, on the kind of the even primal side of how the band started, the three of you were born in different countries and thought, I want to go somewhere else and find myself there. Was there ever a conversation about nationalities, culture, feeling at home that brought you together?
You go first.
For Johanna, actually, it's easier because, I mean, she feels home definitely more, slightly more than us, Gian and me, because she's been there since she was a teenager. We arrived much later, me and Gian. So I guess you feel more at home. I'm personally starting to feel a stranger in my own country, so I'm a bit in the middle. I'm a bit in between. I feel like home is getting here more and more.
And for me, like, it's now very much like at the stage where I feel very much like a complete stranger in my own country now. Like,
she's Scottish.
It's I haven't lost the language completely, but I've sadly mostly lost touch with friends from school, I learned to play music here, so I had no clue about the music scene there. All I know is that it was hard to find live gigs in the summer. I don't know if that's still the case. That was quite a few years ago. But the sort of, you asked about like how we all came together. Was it kind of like, if I understood correctly, was it like intentional that like, foreigners, or I should say not foreigners, you know, like people with different nationalities.
It was completely random.
It was completely random. So
we didn't know.
But we thought that it would be good to use that to our advantage, in that this is something that across the board with reference to Brexit is something quite cherished in Scotland. So I think it seems to be something so far, just having sort of tested different things, that is something that is catching the interests of some people. The sort of random, but the multinationality of the whole band, and that we share like four languages between us.
So. Yeah, lots of people are coming to us after the gigs because they obviously notice that we have an accent. So they're like, oh, and where are you from? And so it's definitely part of the personality of the band. And despite like we are all feeling more like we live here and we all belong here now, but it's interesting because it definitely adds something on top of the music, and it's not like some British people would love maybe more like a different cultures in their band, and some people came to us saying us is more original because you don't sound British, but you're from kind of here now, but your influences are not really from here, and it's adding something in our style, definitely.
So you've mentioned the word foreigners, You've mentioned the accent and the question of where you're from. It's such a weird question as well. That's such an honest and simple question, but I feel like some people don't like being asked it, especially when it comes up really early in the conversation very often. So, and obviously we touched on Brexit as well. So do you feel home or either in Scotland or is there home in general? Is it something, is it an easy question even, or we're going to start hugging each other here and missing things from our childhood?
Good question. For me, like my tuition work is here, my bands are here. So yes, Edinburgh is very much a home now. Yeah, not to mention friends as well. I guess, you know, not everything is about work and music, but everything is about music, but also it's not, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for me it's the same. I would not have the same opportunities back home in France because it's really difficult as well to be like finding your way on and living from music. And like, we're really lucky to be here and we have those opportunities only here and we just grab them, and it's definitely here the place we need to work. But according to family and all that, we're kind of building it. But the whole family thing and the old friends and the past life is like another life, basically. For me, back home, when I go back home, it's like, oh, I feel like recently I just went to France and actually came back yesterday
very recently
and I was like, it's all throwing me back like old memories and when I started my first band and how hard it was just to play in the tiny venues and having gigs. It was only the weekends and then you needed to go to Paris and all that. So yeah, I think here is definitely much more interesting for me to work. So I got much more opportunities, definitely.
So let's talk about the band. You guys are named Renovations. And I was wondering if it's an idea to rebuild, to redesign, whether it's ourselves or the world. And if I'm mistaken, I've read somewhere that you said it's about finding happiness. So how does it all relate? Please explain. I know it's a very easy question and maybe you've been asked many times, but please tell me about whether it's a no to self or outwards and how does it connect to happiness?
No, actually it might be kind of subjective because we had different names in mind when Joanna kind of joined the band. And I think Renovations for me comes from just the way that we have started the band as mainly playing covers in the pubs, but we all kind of refurbished the music. I don't know for you, but for me, Renovations it's starting from playing covers, but changing them slightly and renovate the covers. And then we start just doing this naturally. And then when we started playing our own material, it just sticked like Renovations. We found it was quite accurate for the style of music, electro grunge.
I second that. And for me as well, it goes further to the original music. And I think it comes to the question of mixing rock and electronic music from influences of mainland Europe. So back to the point of perhaps there is not so much, at least what we've been told, not my words, that there isn't too much of Scottishness, or some people say UK-ness to the sound of Renovations. The other story about the name is that we were called the Renovations before without the accent grave or ascoutite, which was
the little accent on the E is the French touch.
Yes. The reason for tweaking the name was because we had troubles with SEO in Google. It was a bit too tough. The Renovations or Renovations without an accent. So we're trying to make ourselves just that little bit easier to find.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, otherwise if you just type Renovations, you'll get all the renovations company for refurbishing your house.
We can't tell you how many emails we get from them, like, would you like a quote from the, it's like, no, please.
They want to sell us some tools and some paintings and all that, but we are not the right person. But it's quite fun that we love about this.
Or you can just show up at somebody's house. They're expecting someone to just build a drywall and you're just going to destroy everything and just blast some beats. So I think this is going to be a fun surprise.
I am game for that. You can make a collage as well, like the size of a wall of all the emails we're getting.
Very nice. And I want to talk about the themes. It felt a bit on the kind of the emotional side, a bit on between mild politics, socialism, activism. What inspires you to write?
There is a bit of personal feelings, personal point of view about the current situation, for sure, living abroad and having sometimes trouble to communicate. And of course, Brexit. And for me, what's inspiring me the most recently is my own feeling of how like pandemic was like really difficult to understand at the very start, and we're all very confused, and we were kind of taken like in the middle of something when we started the band with the pandemic. That's kind of frustration and personal feelings of frustration that kind of inspired me to write and find subjects. And because I did write quite a lot of the lyrics at the start. Now we kind of split the work on that. But yeah, so mainly on the EP, it's personal experience, breaking up with someone and living by yourself in a foreign country, and also starting a new life. Yeah, and find a new love, and also, yeah, Brexit and all communication problems. That's also a bit of La Radio, for example, you mentioned it.
I guess touching on that, we're talking about sort of the world feeling very disconnected, even though we have all these means, like, well, of course, Zoom and Facebook call and WhatsApp call and so on. Mm-hmm. We with La Radio, we put forward the idea that what if everyone were only left to communicate with radio transmissions, and thinking about that, you suddenly felt like more in your own bubble than than you already did. At least that was my sort of experience. Yeah. In that as well, like, even just the story of how, like, we say we got the video shot for that, it was like, oh, we have a window right now, we can do it, the rules allow us, we can do some stuff. And then that window just went, it went, that's it, everybody back in at home.
And then we managed to make one video. But yeah, it was exactly like the explanation of the La Radio video. It's like being cut off from the world, external world. They only communicate in radio transmissions. And being in your own bubble, that's exactly what it means, is that you start imagining things from the communication, from the media. And then you get kind of lost in your thoughts and you get kind of paranoid. And yeah, it's like basically you can't even take your own decisions anymore because you have to follow the rules and follow what the media says. And yeah, it's kind of like being isolated and frustrated. That's a lot of the things that I use for writing lyrics.
I'm going to continue with the theme of La Radio that you've mentioned, which, to be honest, is my favorite track of yours. So I really like talking about it. But it kind of touches on a weird, I think, a futuristic way of communication, which, to me, radio is one of the old traditional kind of streamlined means of communication. So I like the fact that kind of goes back and forth, future and past. And over the last couple of weeks, we started talking about the metaverse, or at least people started talking about more. So I don't know if you even knew about that while talking, while writing La Radio, but I was wondering about your thoughts about maybe the future of connections, of whether you like the idea of that metaverse, that VR world that we're all going to connect to, and how is it going to affect us? What do you think it's going to help music, where everyone's going to be able to attend your show, whether they're local or far, or that you feel like it might even detach us from our fans because it's not going to be the same kind of sweaty feeling of being crammed in a small venue and being one with your fans? So again, the connections and the future, what's your take on that?
It feels like it's very much that case that you're going to miss that sort of like intimate reaction with the engagement with the audiences. At the same time, I think it's all very much that we're all adapting, trying to adapt constantly. So like at this stage, I almost feel like emotionless about the sort of things that are being thrown at us. Like first there was the at least in Scotland and the rest of the UK, just no looking after anyone working within the music industry, no live music until basically a few months ago. And after something like that, kind of like, okay, what next? Let's see. Which doesn't sound, I guess, so positive, but in a way, I guess it is, because you're just trying to take on whatever is thrown at you and make the best with it, I think.
Yeah, for me, we needed to use those new way of communications because of the pandemic, and also because we have reached quite a lot of fans just doing social media. So we really need it, and it's important to consider it. We cannot really promote our music other ways, so we need to live with our time. But also, it's a bit about money, and sadly, musicians are not really getting paid much from the YouTube and the Spotify and all that, and that's one of the subjects that's a bit sensible right now. We try to sell our music some other ways, but unfortunately, what's difficult for musicians is that if people don't go to their gigs, they don't make any money and they have to give up and get a job. And that's basically, it's a very straightforward the way I'm saying it, but unfortunately, that's the reality we're living in. And we need the media, but at some point I think we don't need them anymore. If we're good enough to have people coming to our gigs, then we need to get more, and we need to like kind of try and live from it, and use communications and use the media. It's always important to do. Even in the future, we need to improve our profiles on different platforms and always be aware of what's new, what's like interesting for musicians. For example, I like to listen to podcasts and update myself on the new technologies and stuff, and try to follow the move, follow the other bands that are doing well and stuff like that.
Speaking of that, that's very much a thing that at least me, I very much like to go backwards through years and years of timeline of social media of other bands, and just how did they get to like 40,000 followers and this many in this tour and that tour and so on. So you're just sort of trying to piece like the puzzles together, and as well like we have a pretty good idea of what we are trying to do, and we're always still learning, trying to go about it better ways and improve like our presence, and also I guess thinking about the boring money side of things. we want to try and of course like recuperate the cost that we put in through with the pandemic in order to
What we're trying to do is use the social media and use the promotion to pay back the investment that we did to promote our music. So we kind of go back to zero.
For sure.
So let's actually talk about the future of the band. We have one EP out. It's called I Feel No Pain. It was released in March of last year. I think it took you 6 months from the formation of the band to release an EP, which is amazing. And we have a few videos out. Somebody hinted that there are a few more videos coming, and I think there are a few more shows. We talked about the themes of your writing, so I have a feeling that you're writing some more. So please tell me, what can we expect from Renovations in either the end of 2021 or early 2022? Because I'm not really good at waiting for stuff. So hit me.
Neither of us. We don't like to wait for, like, especially when there's a project being so long in production, we don't like to wait and just put it out there and hear what everyone thinks.
Yeah, but it needs to be perfect. That's what we wait.
We're all like, you know, it must be like everything has to be to the T as much as possible. So to answer that question, we've got a few videos, namely. Let's say about 8 of original songs that we recorded live at La Belle Angèle in Edinburgh with the kind support and the brilliant job of Landing Light Studios. We'll be looking to set up a little fundraiser once the videos are published, just for anyone who enjoys, of course, every penny counts towards like buying new merch, doing more videos in the future as well. Our hope is that we can people, of course, there's like the difference between like something like isolated and produced like a studio, and then there's a live performance that's also, of course, a very produced, but produced in, but like there's still like that little discrepancy, like yes, this was live, or yes, this was like people playing separately in different rooms or whatever, and just to use those videos to try and reach out to festivals. And
yeah, we did a massive work on those 8 videos, and we're going to release them one by one, probably. The first one will be out hopefully very, very soon, so keep an eye open. We're just gonna update our YouTube channel like just to keep everything a bit like exciting for everyone. We're gonna prepare them and release them once they're ready. We're still mastering the sound right now, and hopefully all those videos are gonna be a live album next year, probably by the summer. And our debut album is scheduled for January 2022. So lots of work.
Lots of work to do. I think as well, like we'll try and drip feed the video. So this is just like on a whim thought right now, but maybe we'll. Allow these to be released first, the live recordings, and then do later the album. But that's just on a whim thought, so still to see what happens. So but yeah, for sure, we're just very excited to share all the music, all the videos with everyone,
and especially the first album as well.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I'm very excited. It's been ready. I mean, it's been ready for a while, and we are just waiting for the right moment, because we released I Feel No Pain, a first single, in January last year. So it's kind of symbolic. That single was doing really well and went on the BBC Introducing in February. So we would like to do kind of a similar thing, release an album in January and see what happens in February.
For sure. And,
and it might be also lucky this year, fingers crossed.
For sure. As well, I want to say like a huge thank you for like passing our music forward to the Total Rock listeners, and it's hugely appreciated. Well, for having us tonight as well, and as well for playing our music, like that was just such a sweet surprise.
Yeah, definitely, it's a great honor, and thank you to like really thank you to every single person who voted for us. We're sending big hugs and all our love.
Absolutely.
Much appreciated. Well,
definitely our pleasure, and I'm really happy that your music made it so easy to support it. But you've mentioned live recording and stuff. So if somebody's either in your area or maybe you're coming to visit us, where can we see you on stage? Is there anything planned soon?
Yeah, we have like I said, we have original gigs lined up, a couple, and we also play in the local venues regularly. Keep an eye on the programs on the Whistle Binkies and Stramash. And otherwise, if you want to see us playing only original music, it will be the 4th of December at Opium, which is a venue in the old town of Edinburgh, and it's now called Legends. So the venue just recently changed names, but lots of people know it as Opium. Mm-hmm. We also have in January 26th,
but we were told not to talk too much yet about that one just now.
So yeah, keep an eye open on that. We have also other gigs lined up for the start of the year. If you want to listen to our new material and also to our already released things.
Indeed. So 4th of December, we'll be playing all the original music. Most recently,
and it's going to be a Saturday night in the old town of Edinburgh at Legends.
So I'll do my best to be there. It's a bit of a walk for me, but I know that a lot of our listeners are going to come and say hello. On a more personal question, I listen to Aggressive, and I know that Joanna kind of comes from the metal side of the influence. I was wondering, are we going to get a bit more scream? I think there was one scream in Aggressive. So is that also in the future of Renovations?
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely a good idea to add slightly more, but I haven't had the opportunity yet to write more of this. It depends on the vibe of the song and the electro kind of BPM and all these influences. I don't really know how to explain. This scream kind of expressed my anger of something that happened in my life. In this particular song, definitely I needed to place it. But I haven't had the opportunity to do it again yet. But yeah, if we write really more powerful tracks, then definitely it will happen again.
I think as well, from memory, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it happened on the whim of a rehearsal. So typically that wasn't there for like most rehearsals of that song, and just once. Boom. I was like, oh, okay, very cool, very nice. So it became when it ended up in the official recording.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
It sounded amazing.
Thank you.
So we touched on the EP. We touched on the future. There are some shows. I can continue asking you questions for hours, but I want to set you free so you can write more music so we can enjoy that later. Is there anything else that you would like to add to fans and listeners before we say goodbye?
Yeah, like we mentioned, go and have a look at our Bandcamp page. This is also very important to us so we can reinvest, use that money that you guys, all the fans, give us to basically help us making more music and write more and record more and release more and make more merch. Make more videos. All of this is from our own pockets. It's all basically self money.
Yeah.
Definitely, if you want to support the band, go and have a look on the Bandcamp page of Renovations. And we're selling t-shirts, CDs, and other things, badges, stickers.
We should say as well that the funding of the videos, the live videos that we recently did, came from like people who bought merch, who donated to us, or donated. So as well, like yeah, just people who bought merch, digital tracks, downloads, etc. So to all of you, we're all very grateful for helping us.
Big
realize.
Thank you, because it's the people who are helping us through Bandcamp that have actually paid for most of the live videos that we're going to release soon. So it's really important to say that.
Indeed. So
Charlotte and Johanna, and secretly also Gian, congratulations of being Total Rock's Band of the Month for the month of November. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I cannot wait to catch you on the stage. And as you teased me already, I cannot wait to hear the new sounds. Thank you very much for having some lovely words shared with me today.
Thank you so much. It's hugely appreciated. Every little bit means so much. So thank you for having
me. Really excited for the future.
Across the world, round the globe, you're online with Total Rock.